Hey everyone, this is John Sierra, Dave Jones, and Dave Bennett with the Apply Rigor podcast. This is episode one where we're going to talk about the birth of not only the podcast, but some struggles that we've seen in entrepreneurs' lives, and also R7. And with that, Dave Jones is going to kick us off and share with us his story.
Morning, everyone. Afternoon, whatever time zone you're in, it's awesome to be here with both of you guys. It's awesome. So, yeah. And the audience out there. The birth of this podcast has been a long time coming. You know, my story quickly is that, you know, last 17 years working with executives and former professional athletes, I think right around year 10, I was really honestly just praying about what it is that we could do next from a marketing perspective and, you know, just looking to go deeper outside of a website or video production and understanding how efficiency works with people and really just praying on that and really looking at the psychology of an executive or an athlete or a business owner. And it really just dawned on me that we need to dive into vision. And once I started really uncovering vision and the why and the purpose of who we are and what we should be doing, you know, for ourselves, or if you're a Christian out there, you know, your Heavenly Father, how does that impact you in your everyday life? And so now when you're talking about behavior and what you do, you know, that significantly changes the way you look through the lens of your life. And when I started digging into that, I really started understanding psychology. And then what happened was, you know, just studying different business owners and working with them, I ended up working on this process called R7 that I basically for a year just took about 100 different people through for a year because I really didn't know what to do with it. And I was just stumbling through it. And what I realized is there's peaks and there's valleys. There's success. There's failure. There's people that are quit, people that persevere, you know, there's grit. Who had grit? Who didn't have grit? Why were they pushing through this really bad time in their life, mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually? And, you know, understanding that was really hard, you know, just understanding it, but also going through it was really hard. And so started tweaking a process and really looking at, okay, how can I get in the way of that? Or help with that. You know, I have a vision of unifying excellence in the marketplace. So I was really just trying to understand what efficiency looks like as we operate in our daily lives. And so with that idea and that lens, you start talking about emotions. And, you know, should you lead with emotions? Are your emotions in front of you? Are you a slave to your emotions? And all these questions. And now that I had the foundation of this R7 process, but also could somewhat understand how people operate, whether it was in a sporting or, you know, workplace environment. You know, personally, I come from a background of professional hockey. And so I look at sports and I say, okay, sports is a great petri dish of emotions. Yeah. Like, it just highlights everything and it exposes you on so many levels. So for me, I like to gravitate towards that because it's a higher level of inefficiency really fast. Whereas in the workplace, you can hide and you can mask. So that's the beginning of the birth. So the birth of this podcast was going, okay, how do we help other business owners and executives work through these peaks and these valleys?
And to not give up.
In that process. You know, you question, you doubt, you have fear, you have anxiety, you have stress. You know, it's like, okay, am I doing what I should be doing? I know, Dave, you've had some like questions of that. Like, okay, should I give up? What am I doing? Where am I going?
Well, yeah, that's just it. Because when you go to start something, the last thing you're thinking of is, man, there's going to come a day that I'm going to be like, this sucks. And I don't want to do this anymore. I don't like how it makes me feel. I don't like what it makes me think about myself or what I'm doing. And I have all these questions. And I didn't anticipate that when I started. I was pumped about the dream and about the direction and the impact we could have on people. And so that's why I think this podcast and this topic is so big, because it uncovers something for people, whether they're starting something or it gives clarity to people that have been going through it that, hey, this is actually coming if you're starting. And if you're already going through it or still going through it, it's, hey, this is actually normal. versus thinking, hey, I'm just some screwed up person, or I'm weak, or, you know, I'm not tough enough. No, you are, but this is coming, or this is why you're going through it. So I think that's a really, really big important point of what we're doing.
It's such a hard thing to manage, especially when you're not aware.
Right.
And so if you're aware of how how I behave,
yep,
then you can look out in the landscape and go, okay, if this situation comes up, this is what I've done in the past. This triggers certain emotions.
Yep.
You know, this is going to trigger a death line or a death valley. So peaks and valleys. We actually, last summer, I think it was, we went out on the mountain and we shot the video of the Apply Rigor Matrix and talked about the death valley and the death line. And that was a lot of fun. And, you know, so people that are listening, they can go and they can refer to that in more in depth of what we're talking about here. But when you don't know that valley's coming.
Yeah.
Whew. Well, struggle.
They just need to be prepared when they watch the video that you look like an Amish person.
It's actually
that your name is Jedediah Yoder in the video. Hello, Mr. Yoder.
It's Jebediah.
And, Jebediah Jones.
He's got the Amish beard going on, no mustache, and he automatically looks depressed because he hasn't seen electricity his whole life.
Except for a drone.
Exactly. 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 And then he thinks about bringing a hat to wear, too, that looks like he wants to ride a motorcycle there. So I was totally confused thematically the whole time.
Oh, man.
Yeah, you know, I see that same struggle on the side of starting. Because I think you also have these folks who have these big visions and these ideas, and either A, they start quick and they burn out fast, or they don't even begin to progress through it because of, maybe they do know that the peaks and the valleys are coming, but they don't even see the peaks, they only see the valleys.
Yeah.
So I think knowing that the valleys lead to peaks will also be helpful for them through this podcast. I am one of those people.
So not saying you're one of those people in this particular sentence, but like there are people that I've noticed over the years that they're in the ideation phase forever.
Yeah.
Because they don't want to commit for some reason, right? Where they don't see it through. They don't apply rigor to the idea. They don't get the investment. They don't get the people around you. So they go, idea, 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 idea. Hey, I got an idea. And, you know, and there's friends out there that go, all right, I'm going to listen to his idea because I love him. Or her, you know, again. But are they ever going to settle?
Yeah.
Are they ever going to settle down and just go with this thing? You know?
But having that vision of, like, it's going to be a ride, that gives hope in the midst of that. Like you were sharing earlier. Yeah. If you're in the middle of it or you're at the start of it.
Yep. Yeah. Dave, you do know the easiest way to get somebody out of that rut, right? You take them paintballing and realize they can't pull the stinking trigger, and you smoke them. And once they get hit by about 8 paintballs, they go, dang, what do I do? And you go, pull the trigger!
I think you just broke that mic.
I might have. But, dude, that's what's it. You know, we went paintballing a couple of weeks ago with my nieces and my kids, and it was easy to see which of them could easily pull the trigger once they had somebody ready and the ones that couldn't. And the other thing was, as the day went on, in the beginning, everybody was – it was so quiet because everybody's shuffling around or they're staying still because they don't know what to do or they're afraid. But then you get about 4 games in and they've gotten hit multiple times. It's like, no. I got hundreds of paintballs in the chamber, baby. I'm going to smoke your rear and I'm taking you down. I think it's the same way as you need somebody in an instance or something to drive you forward.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I went to a Cloud and Townsend conference last year. And they talked about that when you have a vision, you have a goal, it's a there. It's something far off in the distance, but you're here.
Yeah.
So how are you going to get there? And that you need two pieces. You need education and you need energy. And education is going to be the knowledge. So this is continual studying. You're looking up how it works. Maybe in this case, you look at how does a paintball work?
Exactly.
What are good paintball tactics?
Exactly.
So you're not getting shot up. But you need this other side, and it's energy. And now our brains generally go, okay, well, what food? What am I eating? Am I working out? No, the energy is actually people.
Yes.
It's people around you to go, you can do this.
Yep.
Coaches, mentors, these are going to be friends, other communities that surround you and say, you're in a valley right now. You can keep going. The peak is coming. Don't give up. I think that's totally valid with what you were just explaining.
Yeah. Well, it's funny you say that, you know, because, you know, part of my background has been taking something and breathing life back into it, or fixing issues and making it better. And that's what I do today. And I think back to my first big turnaround effort, and it was taking a P&L in a company that I was at and was losing almost $1 million in net income and flipping it around. And in that first year, we were working on a lot of attitude and just a lot of goal setting and a lot of different things. And so I would celebrate any little thing. And we were in an office space with another office that was doing really good. And I remember one day talking to one of their employees, and I was, because I was young and I was just excited, I said, "I'm so excited about what we're doing. We're actually getting better at this." And she looked at me and she said, "Yeah, but you know the difference between you and us, right?" And I said, "What?" She's like, "We make money." And right there, I freaking punched her right in the face. just kidding, I didn't, but I wanted to. And so I remember that night, I get an email from my mentor who's in the company, and I tell him what happened, how frustrated I am, but that I'm still trying to push hard. And he tells me the story, and he says, you know, he goes, "There once was a guy who fell in a pit, and multiple people walked by and couldn't pull him out." He said, "And then one day, a guy walked by, saw him in the pit, and he jumped into the pit next to the person that was stuck. And the person said, 'Why did you do that? Now we're both stuck in here.' And he looks at him and says, 'Yeah, but the difference is I've been here before and I know my way out.'" And I think that's the exact thing you're talking about is the reason for this podcast is, guys, if you're listening, we've been in this hole before and we know the way out. And I think if you understand that, that whatever's coming is coming, and wherever you are at is where you are at, but it's not where you're going to end up, I think is powerful.
Mm. Well said.
I heard this the other day. It said, on the other side of fear is success. Hmm. So, like, you're going to go through that fear, that doubt, that anxiety, and you got two choices. I actually did a video on this a couple years ago called The Wall. You know, when you come up to that wall, whether you're, you know, you're an athlete and you're physically, mentally, or you're mentally, emotionally, physically, or spiritually exhausted, everybody hits that wall. Right? There's people that will go through the wall, go over the wall, they will move on. There's other people that will just retreat. You know, and so when you're talking about getting into that valley, everybody gets there. The question is, what are you going to do with it? Mm-hmm. How are you going to fight your way out? How are you going to realize, you know, one thing I love to say, it's so somewhat simple, but when you're in a valley, what's going to happen next? You're going to go into a peak.
Yeah.
So the great thing about being a valley is there's a peak. Mm-hmm. But when you're on the peak, guess what's going to happen? Yep. There's going to be a valley.
Yep.
Right? And so the idea is to understand those peaks and valleys and not make them Mount Everest, right? Peaks, you know, where it's you know, you have these huge peaks and huge valleys. If you can make them more of, you know, molehills.
Well, and that's one of the things I love about one of the things I've heard you say so many times when you think about hockey and your background is, are you going to go in the corner and dig that puck out? Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah. Do you have the grit, the tenacity, the intensity, and the sheer will and fight to go in there and beat everybody else and get that out?
Mm. Yeah, and you know, I speak from I'm a pretty feelings driven person. I'm working on that, but that's just I'm created that way. I feel deeply.
It's all right. You can retire your skirt later, but that's all right.
My middle finger just flew in that. I can't say that on the air.
But it's all right. You're creative. It's okay. There's a box of Kleenex in here somewhere. So I'll find it.
It works for me. But I'll say this. So I generally feel before I think fear, before I think I need grit, I feel it to the core. And something that has helped me is like courage or the ability to push through, the ability to meet the demands of reality. Like, it doesn't mean that there's no fear. It just means that I have a willingness to enter into what I fear.
Sure.
And then knowing that it doesn't control me and own me, meaning the emotion doesn't own me, which we'll talk more in another episode about that. We'll go deeper. We do that on some of the videos online. But that's where that applied rigor comes in, of knowing, like, there's a valley. It feels like crazy fear. It feels like I'm going to die.
Yep.
But the peak is, but I'm not going to stay there if I just keep going, if I don't give up, if I don't run, if I don't retreat, but I push through that wall, if I hit that wall and continue to climb through it.
The other thing, I think we got to close down here, but
yeah.
Another thing I just want to add to is that when you're in that valley, that doesn't identify who you are.
Yes, it's not your identity.
It's not your identity. So there's this line, we'll talk about this a lot more in future podcasts, but like there is that identity of who I am in the performance.
Yeah.
Right? So what's the P&L say? That hits my identity.
Yep.
Or what's my fear? What I'm thinking my fear is or my emotions are, that's my identity, who I am. And that is not true.
Yeah, that's good.
Right? So there's an idea between your performance, who you are, and not letting that become your identity because that's not who you are.
Right. It's just where you are.
It's just where you are.
Well said.
That is
well said.
Dude, did you just say something
I try.
Impactful?
Actually,
comedy relief just came through.
I know. Actually, I wrote down like 800 tweetable comments, and that was half of one. So I'm almost there. My return on investment is kind of horrible, but that's all right.
The apply rigger.
Come on.
Well, look, guys and gals, thank you guys for listening to this podcast. It's the first episode. We'd love to have you with us again at future episodes. Again, it's Dave Jones. Dave, say goodbye.
Bye, everybody.
David Bennett.
It's good to be here.
And John Sierra. Thank you, guys. This is us signing off. Talk to you soon.